Challenges to Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCanns. Thank you for joining on the Say What number 10. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners. So far, I have touched on the Black American community, Native American community, Hispanic American community. Today, the non-Hispanic white alone American community. The non-Hispanic white alone population is not growing as quickly as other groups in the United States. And the question you got to ask and answer is, why is that? Remember now, you got to give some foundation. Since the settlement of Jamestown in 1607 and the start of the colonial period, the United States has been predominantly white. But the white share of the United States population has been dropping from a little under 90% in 1950 to 60% in 2018. And it will likely drop below 50% in another 25 years. And the question you got to ask and answer, who is defined as white? In the United States. I didn't say your country or your country or your country, but in the United States. The United States federal government uses two questions. One asks if the person is of Hispanic origin, and the other asks about the person's race. A person is defined as white if he or she identifies as being only white and non-Hispanic. A minority or non-white person is anyone who is not solely non-Hispanic white. When Christopher Columbus arrived in America in 1492, there were around 10 million American Indians living in the lands north of Mexico. But by the 1800s, their numbers had dwindled to about 1 million. They're now the smallest race group in the United States. And as you already know, whites were not the first people to settle in what is now the United States. The first immigrants were a people known today as American Indians and Alaskan Natives, also commonly referred to as Native Americans. They arrived, according to secular history, in North America about 14,000 years ago. The first sizable stream of immigrants to what is now the United States were whites from England. And their arrival at Plymouth in 1620 in search of religious freedom marked the start of large waves of whites coming to America. And remember, when the United States was established as a country in 1776, whites comprised roughly of 80% of the population. And the white share rose to 90% in 1920, where it stayed again until 1950. The proportion of whites in the United States population started to decline in 1950. It fell gradually over the years, eventually reaching just over 60% in 2018, the lowest percentage ever recorded. Although the majority of the U.S. population today is still white, non-whites account for more than half of the populations of Hawaii, the District of Columbia, California, New Mexico, Texas, and Nevada. And in the next 10 to 15 years, these half dozen majority minority states will likely be joined as many as 8 other states where whites now make up less than 60% of the population. The U.S. Census Bureau projections show that the U.S. population will be majority-minority sometime between 2040 and 2050. Some researchers believe 2044. Now remember, we're headed toward the latter part of 2024. In 2020, researchers projected more non-white children than white children in the United States. The non-white population is growing more rapidly than the white population. Minorities account for 92% of the U.S. population growth between 2010 and 2018, with Latinos comprising just under half of the nation's overall growth. You have heard me pose some simple questions relating to my and the Native American decreasing population's causative factors on why more children are not being born. And the question is why the numbers of white Americans alone are declining, and why are non-white numbers increasing? Some secular researchers say demography, or demographics, births, deaths, and immigration. And again, when you speak of immigration, we just touched on, did you hear a segment, allegedly 11 to 18 million that's arrived in the United States that will be classified as not legally. White women have an average of 1.7 children over their lifetimes, while Latino women average 2.2. The total fertility rates of blacks, Asians, and American Indians are in between So whites have fewer births than all non-white groups. There are also big differences in age structure. 62% of Latinos 15 years of age or older are of childbearing age. Only 42% of white women fall into this group. Latinos also have a lower mortality rate than whites. The white population, again, in the United States was 195,432,584 in the year of 2023 is only 2024, representing a loss of negative 0.2% or negative 461,612 people between 2022 and 2023. In 2023, California had the nation's largest white population, which was 13,361,684, followed by Texas, 12,088,544,000, and then Florida, 11,742,859, as of June the 27th. 2024. And the next question is, what percent of America is white alone? And we've already defined what the government is called, white alone. 59.3%. In 2021 estimates, including separate category for Latinos, Hispanics, self-identified race, percent of the population was, again, 59.3%. Hispanics and Latinos, 18.9%. Black, 12.6%. The whitest state in the United States is West Virginia, where 97.12% of the population identifies as white. The second state closely following this demographic trend is Wyoming, with the white population percentage of 93.79%, closely trailed by Vermont with 92.80% and Maine with 92.69%. By 2050, the share of the United States population that is white and not Hispanic will be under 50% for the first time. Currently, 58.9% of United States residents are white and not Hispanic. But you got to remember now, according to the recent of June 2024, it's now decreased to 53.9%. By 2050, Hispanic residents will account for a quarter of the United States population, up from 19.1%. Apart from the secular researchers' causative factors, let me repeat that. Apart from the secular researchers' causative factors, and when you hear me say that, it's because there's a distinction between the secular and the spiritual or the biblical, because you got to be careful with the word spiritual. But if you go back to how I started off as it relates to my community, and if you listen, then you'll hear that the United Nations, when you talked about the population, had laid out what the world population was and the concern. Well, first of all, they did a commendation of a congratulation of the birth decline. Then it turned around later and had a concern about not enough children were being born. So the question, if you look at, as I have laid it out, whether it's the Black community or the Native American community, and now the white alone community, let me preface it again, apart from the secular researchers' causative factors, who have encouraged, if anyone, remember now, you have to do your own independent research, believer, of the household of faith. If anyone who have encouraged the decrease of more births in the white alone community. The next time we continue looking at the Jewish community, Asian community, other minority population community, interracial community within the United States. But I want you to ponder some, only if you choose, in contrast to humans that God created of one race, of one blood. God said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, I'll read out of the New International Version, the NIV. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Now, the question is, God said one thing. Human says something different. Humans say, don't increase. Don't multiply. But God says something different. Say what you want, but he has.
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby kissed his lungs. My daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knees. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the path, and daddy can't find, and it can't be seen, the family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey, serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change, it's a brand new day. And it's on the way. We just marched a million plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's hand. She knows the sleeping giant, she's no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry. Go ahead and cry, cause Jesus wept, but hope and faith be kept. It's a new day.
New world order, a brand new day.
It's a
change
new day.
Of mind for the human race.
It's
a new
day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
The die has been cast. And there's no need to fear, cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep, tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry, the times dictate a plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood, but hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
Yeah, no, it's a brand new day.